Describe an activity that you do after school/work, sample answer 1. Introduction. After a long day at work, I always look forward to doing something to relax my mind and body. The activities not only help us to refresh our mind but also allows us to regain energy to start working again. What it is? Here I would like to talk about something I do after a long and exhausting day at school, which is going for an evening walk. The truth is that I spend around 6 to 8 hours at school and then attend extra lessons, which causes me to be physically and mentally weary and to feel better in the evening. When and where you do it? I go to the Colony Park with my childhood friend who lives next door to me, or sometimes alone. It is a small yet beautiful area with lush green grass, a jogging track, stunning flowers and plants, and rides for children. We generally prefer going there in the evening, around 6 o'clock or 6:30 p.m. We witnessed little kids riding and hooting delightfully in the park, which rejuvenated my mind. After taking a walk for 30 minutes to 45 minutes, we prefer sitting and meditating for 15 to 20 minutes or doing grass yoga. As meditation and yoga really help in releasing stress and calming down our minds. And how you feel about it? For me, an evening walk is a much-needed therapy after a long, tiring day. My buddy and I utilize this time to share our day-to-day life. Also, we share problems that we are unable to share with others, which makes us feel less stressed. This 1 hour at the park revitalizes me, and it's what I look forward to doing on a daily basis for my mental peace. Describe an activity that you do after school/work, sample answer 2. Introduction. In today's world, our days are filled with stress and pressure that sap our energy in various ways. We live like robots, following a set of instructions and norms. As a result, it is critical to engage in certain leisure activities that relieve our daily worries. However, it is imperative for us to engage in some or the other activities in order to make ourselves relieved. What it is? After work, I frequently play basketball. Basketball is my favorite sport since it requires many techniques and obstacles, and I love challenging games. It also works out the body and promotes team spirit, which is important for personal growth. When and where you do it? Around 5 p.m., I go to the basketball court with my friends and begin playing the game. We wrap up around 6:30 p.m. Despite the fact that we will encounter certain difficulties, we will return home joyfully after our basketball session. Who you do it with? As I have already mentioned, that I generally play with my friends. And it's always amazing to play with and spend time with them. Playing with them spontaneously energizes my mood. And how you feel about it? When I'm playing basketball, I'm completely immersed in the game. This complete commitment to basketball makes me very happy. In addition, the team spirit offers me a sense of community. It allows me to move out of my comfort zone and do something productive. Also, it alleviates the loneliness that plagued me before taking up basketball. Describe an activity that you do after school/work, sample answer 3. Introduction. Thank you for bringing up such an interesting topic. I've always been a fitness fanatic, and living a healthy lifestyle is really essential to me. As a result, after a hard day at university, I like to indulge in physical activities. Going to the gym is one such thing that I perform on a regular basis after graduation. What it is? I usually go to the gym after completing my university lectures. This is something that I would consider to be a part of my everyday routine. Going to the gym entails performing a variety of activities in order to maintain my physical health and overall well-being. When and where you do it? I normally go to the gym after my university classes, which end at 5 p.m. My gym is in the same building as my university campus, so it is really convenient for me. Who you do it with? I normally go to the gym all alone since it allows me to focus totally on my workout regimen without distractions. However, at the gym, I occasionally meet my gym friends, who encourage me to exceed my limitations and attain my fitness goals. And how you feel about it? Going to the gym after a long day at university allows me to clear my thoughts and release all of the worry and anxiety that has built up during the day. It helps me feel energized, revived, and ready to face the rest of the day's problems. Furthermore, experiencing the benefits of my hard work at the gym, such as increased strength, stamina, and overall health, is a huge motivator for me. As a result, I look forward to going to the gym after university, and it has become an important part of my daily routine. IELTS Speaking Part 3, Describe an activity that you do after school/work follow-up questions. Question: Why do some people enjoy extreme sports? Answer: People are drawn to extreme sports for the thrill and excitement they provide. People appreciate such games since there is a dangerous aspect involved. It provides us with a distinct kind of feeling that we don't ordinarily get in our regular lives. Question: What is the most popular outdoor game in your country? Answer: Some of the most popular outdoor games in India include Kho-Kho, Kabaddi, and others. But, out of all of them, I believe cricket is the most well-known and popular, despite the fact that our national sport is hockey. Cricket is watched by everyone, from children to the elderly, and there is no one gender who enjoys it more than the other. When the test series began, everyone in our area sat down and watched the game. Question: What do young people do in groups? Answer: Young people do a lot of things in groups, starting with going to shopping malls and movie theaters. In addition, many young people enjoy outdoor activities and sports like as cricket and hockey. Apart from this, going out and partying in clubs is another new trend in big cities. Question: Do you think people prefer movies over books? Why? Answer: Yes, just 20% of people read novels and 80% watch films. That's unfortunate because books have no chance when it comes to movies versus books. I believe that everyone has their own point of view and preference, and I believe that a huge proportion of the population enjoys viewing films, so it is their choice.